world of the markets, and what should we be keeping in mind, big picture wise, when it comes to the economy and other factors that are in play in terms of the markets this week as the trading week gets underway in just a short while. Let's talk about it with Peter Cardillo, chief market economist at Spartan Capital, who rejoins us here on Business for Breakfast. Peter, good morning, sir. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Good morning to you.
Hey, thanks for coming on. Always do appreciate you being a part of the program. So what are you seeing this week? Big, broad question, then we'll get into some specifics.
Well, I think as far as the market is concerned, you know, it'll be probably a very cautious week. I don't think we're headed for any major news this week in terms of a trade deal, an official announcement of the trade deal. And we'll be looking at the FOMC minutes on Wednesday, but I don't think that they're going to basically change the outlook in terms of what the Fed expects on the economy. And so I think what we're seeing here is a pre-market jitters before the earnings parade begins to flow in on Wall Street.
Yeah, and so in terms of kind of the dynamics here with regards to, since you mentioned the FOMC, Federal Open Market Committee meeting, minutes coming out on Wednesday, that dynamic is fascinating because you've got a little bit of, like, there's a consensus on not raising rates anymore right now, and a consensus on slowing down and ultimately stopping it this year, the rollback of the $4 trillion balance sheet, largely amassed in the aftermath of the financial crisis. But where we're starting to see some disagreements, whether it's among existing members of the Board of Governors or the folks that have been nominated by President Trump, is this notion of whether or not we should see a reduction in rates. What do you make of that discussion?
Excuse me. Well, certainly, President Trump continues to pressure the Fed in more than one ways, both vocally and, of course, with his latest action to add two new members, voting members, to the FOMC. That's Kane and Steve Moore. And so, you know, I don't think that the Fed really would pay attention to that, but I do believe that the Fed is not likely to raise rates anytime soon, simply because of the fact that even with the jobs numbers that sort of surprised us on Friday, you know, getting back up to that higher level, although under 200,000, there are other indicators that certainly suggest that the economy is probably not going to grow very much than maybe 2.25%. And so, you know, the key is that there's no inflation. And so the Fed can stay on the sidelines. But if there should be a burst of inflation, then I think all bets would be off. Now, of course, where would that inflation come from? So far, it's certainly not come from wages. In fact, if you scrutinized Friday's report, you saw that wages actually went down a bit. So even though the market remains very tight, that is the labor market, we're still not producing any real inflation. And I think part of the reason for that is because, yes, the economy has grown and is growing a lot of jobs. There's no question about it. But they're very low-paying jobs. And so, you know, you're talking about minimum wages. That's not going to contribute to wage inflation.
Hmm. Well, let me ask you, though.
What could contribute to some transitory inflation? Oil prices. If you look at oil prices today, we're at a new yearly high. WTI is trading at trading above $63. Brent traded above $70 again for the second time this week. And if you look at gasoline prices, they're beginning to move up. Now, that could have an impact, but that is, you know, somewhat of a different breed in terms of inflation, because it's transitory inflation. Unless oil prices really went through the roof and got back to $100, you know, that would not, then that would obviously mean that you could see consumers really get clobbered in terms of energy prices. But I don't think that we're headed for that kind of a steep rise at this time. I do think we go a little higher, and it will contribute to some inflation, but not enough to really get the Fed motivated. And so with the pressure from the White House and the fact that we have inflation that's pretty much contained, the chances of them raising rates is, I would say, close to zero, at least for this year.
Yeah, I would tend to agree. I don't think that that will happen. I think that there's not enough support for that, just holding steady where things are at. Although President Trump is now insisting upon the Federal Reserve, I think he feels a little confident that what he was saying in December, criticizing Jerome Powell, the chairman, and the other members of the FOMC, I think he maybe feels a little bit empowered that he was someone who spoke out and influenced the Federal Reserve. Do you think President Trump's criticism in December help to precipitate the Fed from advancing its policy forward of raising interest rates and so forth as it originally was on track to do? Or do you think it was genuinely economic factors or something else?
Well, I think what could reverse today's sentiment in interest rates would be a Chinese deal that would cause the dollar to go lower, and that could import inflation. And then the Fed would have to rethink it. Because, as you know, I always said that we'd be getting some sort of a trade deal, and we will. You know, from the president on down, they telegraphed it pretty good. I mean, some cautious at times, you know, using a bit of cautiousness, but by the same token, they're saying, hey, we have a deal in place. We just have to iron out some little glitches and make sure that we get a good deal. So I truly believe that that is on its way. And when that happens, I think you're going to see the dollar come under some severe pressure. And that could import inflation. So, yes, a good trade deal, or any trade deal with China, would likely mean that the Fed could rethink its hands-off on rates at this time. Now, will that happen imminently? No, I don't think so. Could it happen towards the end of the year? If I'm right, and we have a dollar that really weakens substantially. And by the way, President Trump has always talked about the dollar being too strong. So I think he's really in favor of a weaker dollar and is willing to gamble with the risks that are attached to a weaker dollar. So basically, the answer is yes, they could rethink that. Not anytime soon.
Talking with Peter Cardillo, chief market economist at Spartan Capital. Let me ask you, in regards to the China trade deal, what is the minimum once we do get a deal? And I agree with you, we will get a deal. I'm just not optimistic that it's going to be that expansive. What is the minimum that investors and markets need to see in order to feel satisfied enough that this is finally done away with and we've got something? I mean, does it need to be significant, or is any deal good enough?
I think any deal is good enough. Because any deal, from a psychological viewpoint, would lift the investors' spirits. And, of course, it would avoid China falling even to more of a decline that they're experiencing right now. And there's no question that the trade deal has impacted China, but it's also impacted the United States, not to the level that it has impacted the Chinese. So both sides need a trade deal. And whether it's really dynamic, whether it's weak, I don't think it makes much of a difference. I think it's a big psychological win for the market, and the market will react accordingly. Does that mean we're in for a huge rally?